We're starting 5 minutes late at 6:05 this morning in about 15 minutes. That's for the buses that just rolled in. So good morning and welcome to the Nestor's Market Squamish 50 presented by Solomon. This is the fifth edition of this race and the fourth edition of the 50K race with record numbers. So a round of applause for all you guys for coming out. So out of curiosity, who's standing here this morning is lining up for their first ultra run today? That is a lot. Okay. You guys read the website, right?
Website?
Yeah. Who here listened to their alarm and got up for the 50-50 today? Who ran 50 miles yesterday and is here this morning? Every year we get 100 people that sign up. We get about 75 that start the 50-miler, and we only have about 25 to 30 finishers. So these guys right here, guys and gals, are very impressive for making it out this morning. In the 50-50 race, on the men's side, super tight, second and third overall in the 50-miler. We're in the 50-50, and they're only 8 minutes apart, so those guys will be going for it out there today. Who here is running and volunteering this weekend? Guys, thank you so much. We have 250 volunteers. It's the first time we've ever actually said we have enough volunteers for a race. As these guys know, if you volunteer, you get an early entry code, so you don't have to wait for the race to open and chance not getting in. Thank you very much for doing both. In the first year of this race, we literally had 39 volunteers. It was one of the most stressful days of my life. I had hair at the beginning of the day. At the end, I grew a beard to overcompensate for losing my hair. We were born of a race called Stormy, which was an ultra marathon that happened for 10 years. In 2011, it did not happen. It was my first ultra and my first 100-miler. And then we came with Squamish 50 in 2012. We sold out in our first year at 300 runners. And now in our fifth year, we had 1,200 runners from around the world sign up. We're the largest non-relay-based trail race in Canada, and with 800 people lining up for an ultra distance this weekend, we're the largest ultra marathon in Canada now as well. So thank you. So we have people here today, this weekend, from 10 provinces, 35 states, and 18 countries. I'm going to list off the countries. If yours pops up, make some noise. Alphabetical. Australia, Austria,
yeah!
Canada,
woo!
I would hope so, France, Germany,
yeah!
UK, yeah. Guatemala, might have been the 50 mile yesterday, Hong Kong, Ireland, whoa! Italy, woo! Japan, Mexico, Nicaragua was definitely yesterday, the Philippines, Sweden, Switzerland, yeah! Thailand, and the United States of America.
Yeah!
That's a pretty good contingent right there. All right, our local trail stewards are called SORCA, the Squamish Outdoor Off-Road Cycling Association. We've worked with them from the start. They are who maintain and build trails in Squamish. There's over 200 kilometers of trails in this tiny little town. We, from day one, wanted to raise money for that organization. We set a goal last year, after building over 4 years, to $3,000, to donate $10,000 this year. So we tacked $5 onto your entry fees. So all of you guys donated $5 to SORCA by signing up. That was $6,000 right off the top. And through other fundraising efforts, we're going to make a big check for $10,000 for SORCA this year. Woo-hoo! We did an economic impact study this year. And the Squamish 50 in the fifth year now contributes just shy of $1 million to the British Columbia economy. So thank you guys for traveling from around the world to contribute to that. All right, some rapid fire stuff. Please call your bib numbers at all aid stations. Your wristbands must stay on until the finish line. There are no pacers. You're not allowed to use poles. Your headphones are allowed. Please keep the volume low, a single earbud. You won't hear the animals chasing you if you've got the music too loud. Garbage, pocket, or a garbage bag, that's it. It's not a road race. You don't get to throw your garbage on the ground 10 or 20 meters after the aid station. Road crossings. There's a couple of road crossings in the race, and the volunteer will have a stop sign, and they will mostly be stopping traffic. Sometimes traffic doesn't stop. pay attention at road crossings. The volunteer will direct you as to if you're stopping or you're crossing the road. So for your own safety, please keep your head up when you're crossing. We have on our trails mountain bikers, trials riders, bears, cougars, hikers, and dog walkers. Dog walkers are the ones to worry about. Mountain bikers are great. They will also communicate to you when you're out there. So any of the trails you guys are going up today, mountain bikers will go down, and they'll go down pretty fast. If a mountain biker's coming down the trail, they will say, two more. That's their way of quickly telling you there's two more riders behind them. They will let you know, 9 times out of 10, what's happening. If a rider blazes past and says four more, there's four more bikes coming, so please listen to that and step aside and pay attention. Trials bikes are mini dirt bikes. Part of your race today goes through a trials area. We've got a great relationship with these guys. We've never had any issues. If you hear a couple of engines out there, not a big deal, but you do share trails with them today as well. It's going to be a hot one. It was blazing out there yesterday. Please take care of yourselves. Take lots of water with you. The two hottest parts on the course are the climb trail after Quest University. It's exposed, and you'll really feel that. And then after the Garibaldi Road aid station, you drop down into a trail called Bonsai, and it's an oven down there. It's 5 to 8 degrees hotter than anywhere else at any time. Bonsai will kick you in the face, throw dirt in your eye, and it'll laugh at you as you go through. So please go prepared from those aid stations with lots of food and fluids. And our flagging supplies. So going through our flagging, our flagging protocol, we've put in over 60 hours of flagging for the races this weekend. And we've used 3,500 of these pin flags. That's your primary marker right there. Those are on the ground. Pink is our choice of color. Those are complemented by long pink flagging tape. You'll come to some sections where you'll actually see chutes created. That's to direct you into them. So you'll come out of a trail and there'll be a long stretch along the trail. That is very blatantly obvious. That's the direction you go. You'll also see quite a bit of this. It's branded Squamish 50 tape, especially in your last 20 kilometers. Everyone can see that this does not say Squamish 50, and it is not pink, right? Everyone can see that this does say Squamish 50, and it is pink. This is from a bike race from a few weeks ago, and there are some out there. Please don't follow a yellow sign for the Griffin bike race. You'll see lots of these at intersections. We also do pink ground arrows at intersections directing you guys. And we've got these out there as well. What does that say?
Norway.
What does that say?
Norway.
Exactly. There's only a couple of these. There's a few of those out there as well. A wrong way sign might be in the ground like that. It's yellow. All our wrong way signs are yellow. So please don't look at a single pink flag and run right through a wrong way sign. We had no issues yesterday in the 50-mile course, and we don't anticipate any today. We also use environmentally friendly spray chalk, and we use this at other trails. We just put a quick line down, and that's closing off the other trails visually for you guys. Consider this white-hot lava. If you're stepping across any white spray chalk, your shoes are going to melt off your feet, and you're going to run barefoot to the finish line in the wrong direction. And we've got a course split out there today for 23K and 50K runners. And as you can see, that'll be good. That'll be signed as well. I should get better at just not throwing things. All right, that's our course signage. And timing, it's chip timing this year. The timing mat is under the arch. You have to go through the arch or your chip will not start. Do not go around the arch when we start the race. And for the start of this race, you're running along the beach, back to where you parked in the parking lot. We'll have a course marshal there. You're hooking a right. You're running through the parking lot. Everybody turn around and check that out right there. That's pretty nice. You're hooking a right through the parking lot. You're running to the end, and then you're taking a left, and then you'll head out onto the trails. So you're running into the parking lot, taking a right to the end, taking a left, and then you're heading out with some glorious views today. Anybody that is here supporting a runner that is not parking here, you guys can't park here, you already know that. Please hang out for 5 minutes. We've got a couple of race staff that need to get out before you. So if you're here supporting your runner, hang out and enjoy the views after the race for about 5. Let our race staff get out. And we're going to have hugs, high fives, finisher medals, and 50-50 hats awaiting you at the finish line today on the other side of 50 kilometers. I wish you guys the best of luck. Pace well, hydrate lots, eat lots. We're starting in 3.5 minutes. Woo!